See, keeping your word to yourself builds self-trust. You know, it's like saying, I have my own back. I have my own back. And this building of self-trust, even with like small, what appears to be like insignificant decisions, builds confidence. It makes you feel more sure of yourself. This cycle of self-trust and confidence is crucial, absolutely crucial for building the person you want to become in this future self, where you're more reliable, you're more confident, and you're ready to receive what it is that you say you want. Welcome to the lab, where your second half is your best half. If you're a woman in your 40s, 50s, 60s, or beyond, and you're ready to create a wild second half that makes you feel energized and alive, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Linda Ann Barber, and I'm going to share with you inspiration as well as interviews and real life transformation from women just like you who are unapologetically living a fulfilling second half. The second half of your life is an invitation to spark a new version of yourself. So let's get started. Hello, my friend. Welcome back to the Second Half Lab. I'm so glad you're here. I had this aha moment yesterday when I was talking to my coach. And I don't know why I never connected the dots, but I said, wow, this is why I feel so good when I do challenges, because I was mentioning to her that I was midway in doing this Whole 30 challenge. And by the way, if you don't know what that is, I highly recommend it. It is kind of going back to the basics of our ancestors and how they, their diet. I was just sharing with her like how well I felt. And then we got talking about 75 hard. We did that back in, I think, 2019. And I remember some of my friends going like, Linda, like you are unstoppable. Like you, there's this whole different vibe coming from you. And I really felt like a badass, to be honest with you. You know, I was thinking, why is this? I always thought that, or I was had the story that the reason I do these challenges is because to keep me, you know, in check or help support my weight loss. But there's something else going on here. It's not about the weight loss that was building my emotion that I was feeling, that like level of confidence. What it was is that I was keeping my word to myself. I was keeping my word to myself, and that was building the future I wanted. Keeping my word, I was calling like bullshit on my limiting beliefs about myself, about my ideas, about what I could do and what I couldn't do, about the experiences that I wanted to have, that I want to have in this second half. So today, I want to share this with you. I want to talk about how you can keep your word to yourself and build the future you want. And when I say future, I mean being her, your future self, right now, and feeling what she feels right now as well. See, keeping your word to yourself builds self-trust. You know, it's like saying, I have my own back. I have my own back. And this building of self-trust, even with like small, what appears to be like insignificant decisions, this self-trust that you build, builds confidence. It makes you feel more sure of yourself. This cycle of self-trust and confidence is crucial, absolutely crucial for building the person you want to become in this future self. It's like laying the foundation for the future version of yourself, where you're more reliable, you're more confident, and you're ready to receive. You're ready to receive what it is that you say you want. But you might be saying, well, Linda, I can do it for others, but I can't seem to keep my word to myself. Here's what's happening. There's a struggle between what you want and what is happening on the inside of you that you most likely don't even know about, that you don't know is happening. See, you have what are called like stated outer, they're outer intentions. We can see those, we voice them, but there's hidden intentions. They're inside of you. Stated outer intentions sound something like this. They're more like goal-oriented, by the way. They sound like, I intend to put extra effort in on my work project. I intend to upload a weekly podcast. I intend to prioritize myself. I intend to walk 8,000 steps a day. I intend to cut out alcohol. Those are stated intentions. Those are aligned to the goal. Seems simple enough, right? So why do many goals go unachieved? Many resolutions, they dissolve. Many dreams, desires are abandoned. Stated intentions, like I just mentioned, are just the tip of the iceberg. They're like 10%. Hidden intentions is about 90%. And as you can imagine, this is what's causing the conflict. In order for you to like dissipate this inner conflict that's going on, this like little war that goes on inside, and that's where you feel like you're fighting your way to the goal. You're trying to, what's the word I'm looking for? You're trying to motivate yourself to that goal. But in order to dissipate this inner conflict, you need to get brutally honest with yourself and look, put a light on what that 90% of hidden intentions are. And using the examples above, here's what getting honest in unveiling your hidden intention reveals. The hidden intention will sound something like, I don't feel like working overtime. Whereas your stated intention says, I'm going to put more effort into this work project. I don't feel like outlining my podcast. That's such a contradiction to, I am going to put out a weekly podcast. I don't want people to think I'm selfish. Again, another contradiction to, I am prioritizing myself this year. I don't want to go out in cold weather. A contradiction to, I am going to walk 8,000 steps a day. I don't want to feel lonely. I don't want to feel lonely. Again, a contradiction to that releasing of wine nights that is your companion. And this is not to shame yourself, nor myself, because I go through this same process. But this is a spotlight on what's happening. And what's happening requires you, if you want to reach and gain what you say you want, it's time to get brutally honest with yourself, because this is where the conflict is. This is the conflict that keeps you away from what your soul calling, those little nudges, is craving. More excitement, more energy, more joy, more success, more peace, more confidence, more adventure. And this is where it is. Once you have this data, like once you put a spotlight on it and you're honest, then you have to choose. You have to choose between the stated intention and the hidden intention. Now, I want to say to you is that you can still feel both. There's nothing wrong with that. You can still feel both. And honestly, when I came up with these, I am reflecting what goes on in my head to you. So you may not want to work overtime. You may not want to feel lonely, but it's the intention you choose that is going to make the difference in your life. I had to do the same thing. For the last 6 years that I've been here in Colorado, I have been on and off with this weight loss goal that I have for myself. Getting brutally honest, not somewhat honest, I had to face these inner truths. The reason I was yo-yoing was because I had committed to healthy eating, working out, doing my steps a day. But I also had hidden intentions that said, I'm not giving up wine on my weekends. I don't want to feel lonely. Being honest, and by the way, let me rewind on that whole, I don't want to feel lonely. I wasn't drinking excessively, but I was turning to food and wine as my companion to missing my family and friends back in New York. That's being brutally honest. I didn't like hearing that about myself, but that's honesty. And that's why I'm sharing it with you today, because I want you to know, no matter where I'm at in my life, I want you to know that I have to go through this same process. And being honest helped me to have the truth in front of me. So now I could choose one of those two intentions. Let's go back to that aha moment that I shared with you in keeping my word to myself and keeping focus on my intention. In this, I have built this renewed trust with myself, and that trust has created the confidence in me, not just like in my body and health, but in my business, in my relationships. I got my own back. This fire that I feel is available to you too. And honestly, it's not that difficult to tap into. And it's not that difficult to sustain it. That it offers you more than just this, you know, 7-day run or 21-day run. It is who you can become. It just becomes harder when this inner struggle is going on. The inner struggle going on between the stated intention and the hidden intention. Experiencing like what you want will come a lot easier when you're honest with yourself. When you see the conflicting intentions and then decide, and sometimes it's deciding daily, sometimes it's deciding the night before which of the two you're going to put focus on. This makes life so much easier. I see it in women just like you. I see it in my clients and I see it in myself. There's no more of this struggle. There's no more of the yo-yoing or stepping in and stepping out of what you say you want. There's no more abandoning your dreams that you have for this phase of your life. You will be pulled to what you want. What a difference that is, especially for women like us who feel like, wow, everything I ever wanted was such a struggle. I always had to prove myself and I always had to fight for it. And that's freaking exhausting, especially when we get to this point in our life, like we're tired. I don't want to struggle anymore. Do you? You don't have to. The journey to get there is so much more fun when you're being pulled by it. When you have a spotlight, if you will, on this shadow. We don't have to fix it. We just have to realize it's there and be honest with yourself. And then from that honesty, like a little T-chart, one side says the stated intention, and your work is to say, okay, But what am I really feeling? What am I really thinking inside about this? And when you're just honest, you don't have to change it. You don't have to ignore it. You don't have to positive think your way out of it. You simply just choose one of those two intentions. My friend, I am saying this with so much love. It is time. It is time for you to get out of your own way and get what you want by keeping your word to yourself. Do this through stating your intentions. Until next time, I love you much. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, I encourage you to share it. Share it with a friend who's in her second half of life. And if you're not already part of the community, hop over to our Facebook group, The Lab, the home of the Second Half Sisterhood. We'd love to have you, and we'd love to have your friends. I'll see you over there.